This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Just me, this hour, 5 Minute University, Lessons from 5 Minute University. The book that I'm writing, it's not finished, and in order to make parts of it available as quickly as I can, I teach on Mondays Lessons from 5 Minute University. I describe them here in the broadcast classroom. Last, there was a news announcement, hour number one today, that the fourth object has been shot down over North America. And details are sketchy. Obviously, we are being spied upon, obviously. There's no question in my mind why else would these devices be flying over North America? And it appears that they are somewhat steerable. They have a payload. They have solar panels. And they have some kind of a substance in that when we shoot them down, there's like a white cloud. What does that mean? It means I don't know what exactly they are, and very few people do. Probably even the president doesn't know, or, I mean, what good would that do if he did know, right? So, what does that mean to us? I think it means you need to be on a even higher level of preparedness, alert. So if you think that things are going to be in short supply, and they really are, they are becoming more in short supply every day. You know, I go to Sam's Club, and there's a selection where you can say frequently ordered. You can look at what you ordered before, and I look at it, and you know what? There's more and more and more items that are out of stock. What does that mean? Why are they out of stock? They didn't used to be out of stock. You know, before Joe and Company took over, you could buy things. Now, is that coincidental with COVID? I don't know. I mean, it seems like more things are broken than ever before. What am I talking about? Well, we talked about Ohio and the train derailment. They didn't seem to happen as often. We didn't seem to have these electric power substations being shot at with rifles and being taken out of commission before Joe. Maybe we did, but it didn't seem to be as prevalent. If that is a concern to you, maybe you should have that fire drill tonight at your house. I've talked about it for many 12 years. That fire drill is sit down at the kitchen table and you say, okay, to the family, At 6 o'clock, the power is going to fail because we're going to shut off all the circuit breakers except for the refrigerator and any medical devices that are needed to sustain life. But cell phones, we're going to put them in a drawer and you can't access them. We're going to turn them off. The faucet, we're going to put some tape on or put a cardboard box over the faucet because water is not going to be available. I'm going to put a sign on the refrigerator, put some tape across the door and say, don't open it because you're simulating an electric power outage. So no refrigeration, no heat, no light, no cell phones, no water. And you can flush the toilet as many times as you want, but you have to assume that there's no water to refill the toilet tank. And see how you like it. And you tell everybody that this is going to happen at 6 o'clock. And you sit around the kitchen table and you say, wow, you know, as it gets darker, gosh, it's getting darker and we don't have any lights. And what don't we like? Well, we don't like not having, well, let's have something to eat. Oh, shoot, the electric stove, that doesn't work. Microwave oven, that doesn't work. Electric can opener, that doesn't work. Dishwasher doesn't work. Garbage disposal doesn't work. Washing machine doesn't work. Dryer doesn't work. Television doesn't work. Radio doesn't work. Except for the one in the car. That one still works. Except there's nothing to listen to because the radio station doesn't have electricity either. Internet's down. Can't charge the cell phone even, you know, if it were working. Because the electricity's down. What would that be like? So what you do is you sit around the kitchen table. This is mandatory. You tell the family, y'all, I don't care what you're thinking. This is, and you can do it on a Friday night. You pick the night. And you say, y'all are going to be here. This is mandatory. And you write down what you don't like. And you assign that to one of the people around your kitchen table to take notes. What don't you like? And you write that down. You don't like the fact that the can opener won't open a can because it's electric powered. Well, if you don't like that, then what do you do about that? I guess you get a manual can opener, right? Now, some people would say, I don't like the fact that I can't run the faucet to wash the dishes, so you get paper plates. Is that really a good answer? I don't think so. I don't think that's a good answer because you'll run out of paper plates at some point. And you'll run out of plastic tools like forks and knives and spoons. So that's not a good answer. You like the fact that you've got one bar of soap left and it's half used up? You want to go to the store, but store's closed because they don't have electricity either. And no one knows the prices. You know, cashiers don't know the prices. They just scan the object, scan, read the barcode. The computer at your register determines the price. So you're not going to be able to buy much. The security system won't work in the store. So have you ever been in a store when there's a grid down situation? I have. I was in the Carolinas at one of those factory outlet malls. It was a clothing store. They're selling blue jeans and lights went out. The store manager, you know, made a megaphone with his hands. And he said, hey, y'all have to leave the store right now. Put down your everything that's in your cart. Leave it in your cart. Leave the store now. He threw us all out. They threw us all out. Because with the lights out, they didn't know what people might be stealing. And they didn't know the prices of things because only the register knows. And that didn't have electricity. They couldn't process credit cards. So why would you be in there? So they threw us all out. Every one of us. So you can be sure that that kind of a scenario is mild compared to what they'll do today. And people are outside in the parking lot. They're just looking at each other, looking at the store windows. They're all windows are darkened. It's, you know, strip mall. You know, if the grid goes down, you won't be able to buy gas. If the grid goes down, the tankers that deliver gas won't be able to get gasoline from the terminal to bring it to the gas station. So if you're concerned about these things, you write them down during this little fire drill. And the nice thing about the fire drill is it's just a drill. It's not a real fire yet. And if you're concerned about putting out a fire, what are you going to do about that? Well, in our case, we have garden hoses and hydrants around the house. So you might have faucets around your house. And where are the garden hoses? Are they near the faucets? Do you have a nozzle near the garden hose? We do. And we drain every garden hose when the weather's cool. And it looks like it just might get cold enough to freeze water. We drain the garden hoses. We lay them in our driveway. And the driveway is tilted. It's high at one end and it slopes down. We lay the garden hose straight and we let the water drain out of it. And then at the high end, we start coiling it up slowly and we raise it up to, you know, chest high as we coil it in a large loop, coil it like a hula hoop size. Coil it until we have all the garden hose, and then we screw the ends together. And the reason for that is so water doesn't enter the garden hose. Because 1 ounce of water, just 1 ounce of water, a tablespoon even, of water, at the low point in a garden hose, in freezing weather, if it goes to the low point of that garden hose where you're storing it outside or inside, can freeze. And 1 tablespoon of water can block the flow of water in a garden hose. And so you can hook it up to your hydrant or your faucet, put the nozzle on it, and be ready to go, and nothing happens because the hose is frozen. So just a thought, what don't you like? And whatever it is you don't like, make sure you write that down and prepare for it not happening to you. Some people have candles. That's great. But how many people have a way of lighting the candles? How many people have matches today? When was the last time you saw a person use a match? They have lighters, right? So do the lighters over time, if you bought 10 of them and you stuck them in the drawer, how many of them would be full 5 years from now? I don't know. We use matches. Do you have a way of heating your house without electricity? It's hard. It's really hard. As a matter of fact, if you have a fireplace, the information in the public arena will tell you that with a fireplace, you'll have a net loss of about 10% of the heat that was in your house. So using a fireplace will actually cool the rest of the house more than you realize. Why? Because the cold air will enter the rest of the house to go to the room where the fireplace is and allow the fire to consume the oxygen in the air, and that heat goes up the chimney. Most of it. Most of the heat from a fireplace goes up the chimney. That's why Benjamin Franklin invented the Franklin stove. It's kind of a restricted air inlet stove. Cast iron. The entire firebox radiates heat. Rather than the fireplace, it just radiates heat out the front. So Franklin stove is way, way, way more efficient. You have an airtight stove or a Franklin stove? Or do you just have a fireplace? Or do you just have gas logs? If you have gas logs, are they vented or unvented? If they're vented, the toxins go up the chimney. If they're unvented, then the toxins go in the house. Then you have to open the window so that you don't asphyxiate. And how much propane does a set of natural gas logs burn? Well, propane has about 100,000 BTUs per gallon. And gas logs burn about 33,000 BTUs per hour. So that means you're going to burn a gallon of propane per 3 hours. And if you have a generator, the one I found for Dr. Sheely and Dr. Sergey, Sheely Soren, burns about But electricity does a lot of work. So it's not like it's really inefficient. It's just that we take electricity for granted. We really do. I mean, I've got a little generator, hand crank generator. You put a 100-watt light bulb in there and you turn the crank, you'll be exhausted in 5 minutes. Just trying to light up a 100-watt incandescent light bulb. I'm not kidding. I'll bet you most people couldn't turn that crank for 5 minutes. Seriously. We've got Herman in Nevada and Arjun in West Virginia.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected
one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah. And we've got, let's see, we've got Herman in Nevada on and Arjun on hold. Welcome, Herman.
Good morning, Vincent. Thanks for that great suggestion about activated charcoal. I keep that too, but your idea of pulling some off a filter if you didn't have it was brilliant. A couple quick things. Making a fire. If people don't have lighters, I stock up on all that stuff, but when they go bad, I bought some years back magnesium shavings and a lot of ferro rods. And those are really, it's dangerous to have magnesium if they ever catch fire. You know, it's, can't put it out with water, I don't think, but it's good stuff. And then the other, only other thing besides my last comment is I learned a way to use a coil pattern with my hoses because my hoses are 200-300 foot long where I coil them not in a circle, but in a loose figure eight. Each upper layer goes over the top of the other so I can run with it and it never tangles. Your thought?
That's exactly what I do except for one thing. I screw the ends together, the male and female, and so water can't get in there because I keep them outside. And if the hose end either, if they were not coupled together, water can enter over time and settle in the low area, you know, by gravity. So what I do is I screw them together, but I do coil them so I can run with it, exactly as you said. And the hoses I like best are very difficult to find. They're made by Craftsman, you know, the old Sears and Roebuck company, and they're rubber. They are commercial grade, and they are called lifetime guarantee. Lifetime guarantee. So it's not so much the guarantee. I bought them initially because of the lifetime guarantee. And one of them that I have is about 20 years old, maybe 25, and it's perfect. It sustains being outside in the sun, the rain, the snow, and I think it's good for about minus 35 degrees in the winter, so it won't crack like a vinyl hose will. And it can take really hot temperatures as well. So it's perfect for, you know, heavy-duty use. Now, it's more expensive, but in the long run, it's less expensive. So I'm with you on the hoses.
Vincent, I also recommend, I use Goodyear, but my Goodyear hoses from 20 years ago, the red and black, are a different rubber. They say Goodyear just like on the side of a tire. But there's another thing I do, because I use 50-foot sections, and I got these at Tractor Supply, who I'm now boycotting. That's another story. But they're quick connects, and they're just like an air chuck. So I can quick connect them on and off, move them around, and I also use those quick connects, like the air chuck, when I have implements on the end, like different kinds of rainbirds stand up on tripod or sprinklers or things like that. There's also one more thing I want to talk about before I jump, and that's about the balloons. I smell false flag all over these balloons. Now, the first balloon, that huge one, I don't call false flag on that, the one that they shot down over South Carolina offshore. But all of these other ones, this is a perfect example of how our own government will whip up everybody into fear to do a provocation against China, because they always take us to war, the government, when there's financial or social problems, as a misdirection. And all we have to do is go back and look at the Gulf of Tonkin, the Lusitania, don't forget the Liberty, which Israel tried to get us into a war with Egypt, and just all of them. And I don't mean to change topics on that, but I did want to point out to class that don't trust anything the mainstream media says, and all of these Pentagon rush to a press conference, I feel it just smells like misdirection to me and false flag. Your thoughts?
It absolutely could be. It could be. However, I am concerned about the spying on the United States. I am concerned about spying on we the villagers by big tech. And I was thinking this morning about big tech. And I think as a net, big tech has been a disaster for we the villagers. And what I mean by that, self-driving cars, spying on our phone calls, spying on our emails, spying on our homes with people who buy Echo and Alexa and smart devices like televisions with cameras built in and microphones built in. We'll come right back and I'll tell you a little bit more about this.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. The Pentagon is reporting another object has been shot down. A fourth flying object was brought down Sunday afternoon at 20,000 feet above Lake Huron. China's foreign ministry said it had no information on the last three flying objects shot down. Democrat Florida Representative Jared Moskowitz says he wants a little bit more than lip service from the White House.
I don't believe they can just kind of just continue to do this or try to push this underneath the rug that, you know, we shot four things out of the sky over the last couple of days. Nothing to be concerned about.
China continues to bully nations of the world. The Philippines on Monday accused China Coast Guard of hitting a Philippine Coast Guard vessel with a military-grade laser and temporarily blinding some of its crew in the disputed South China Sea. Kansas City beat Philadelphia in Sunday's Super Bowl game 38-35. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
DC for 2 seconds, during
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Herman's with us. Arjun is on hold. And I mentioned big tech. I think it's a net in my world. And by the way, don't believe a single thing that you hear in the media or read in the media or watch in the media. Even USA Prepares. Don't believe a word we or I say. Big tech. I believe that big tech is a net negative for society. Why do I say that? Well, big tech brought to us word processing. And it sure is nice to be able to make a mistake and then hit the backspace and retype without using an IBM Selectric typewriter or a manual typewriter and then using an eraser to correct mistakes. It sure is nice to be able to use word processing, and spreadsheets sure are nice as well. But as a result, we've got spell check, and people can't spell. They can no longer spell. And they can't estimate. I'm talking about for the most part. And elementary school and high school will and middle school will teach you how to type. But we can't use cursive anymore because we don't know how to print. We can't spell, we can't print, we can't estimate, and we can't read. And we can't add. Heck, we've got calculators that do that for us, big tech. We can't think. We can't read a map. And if you want proof, just ask a young person, how far is it from here to there? And you say, well, you know where there is. That restaurant over there that you know you like to go to, how far is that? You know, I'll tell you what, I'd like to go there. Can you give me directions on how to get there? I'll bet you they can't do it without a phone. And they certainly can't read a map. Now, why is that? Because we have become dependent on big tech. You know, it used to be that you would look at a map and you could look at the whole area. And you could see it in your mind. You can visualize where they're going, north, south, east, west, how far it is. You could look at the scale of the map and you could figure out how far it is. You could look at all the roads. Not anymore. Not anymore. You just have your cell phone on the seat next to you or in front of you or on your lap while you're driving, and it tells you turn by turn by turn. But you really don't know exactly where you're going because you can't visualize it because you don't have a map. That's why I say big tech is a negative. And then if you try to use big tech to help you calculate your income tax return, it does its, even the government has a website, it'll help you. And it'll ask you a question, and you type in the answer. Ask you another question, you type in the answer. So you get one question, and you give an answer, and you go forward, 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 forward. But you have no idea where you're going because you can only see one little tiny speck of the whole situation at a time. Not me. Not me. I spread out, Mrs. Finelli, we spread it all out, and we look at the whole enchilada all at the same time. We know where we're going, and we know how to get there, and we know exactly at what point we are in the whole process. We know where we're going, and we know how to get there. And we read the rules. But that's not what happens when big tech gets involved, because you don't know the rules. They don't tell you the rules. They just ask you a question, you fill in the blank, and it says, here's how much you owe. That's the problem with big tech. In a nutshell, you can't see the whole picture. You can only see part of the picture. And that makes you stupid. Because if you don't look at the big picture often enough, you won't know there is a big picture. If you don't use cash, currency, tokens, you know, pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters, half dollars, dollars, Federal Reserve notes, if you don't use them, you don't really have a feel for what things cost. And the proof of that is, there were presidents who were asked, how much does a loaf of bread cost? How much does a gallon of milk cost? And they had no idea. These are the guys running the show, and they don't know what the two most common items that people buy in a grocery store or supermarket cost. They have no idea. How is that possible? There are plenty of big men with little tiny minds, and they're running the show. Herman?
Yep. I used to have a joke I played on people when I'd say, I'll bet you $100 you can't tell me what president is on the $100 bill. And I'd pull out a $100 bill and show it to them, and they'd say, I'm going to win this bet so easy, it was Benjamin Franklin. Except Benjamin Franklin was never a president. So you're right about
that. But Benjamin Franklin was the father of our country. George Washington got the credit for it, but Benjamin Franklin was the father of our country. What I read, you know, is he had about 103 children.
Wow.
Well, yeah. Some people might say he was quite a prolific gardener. He spread seed all over the world.
That's great. Listen, I sent you a heartwarming story. We don't have to talk about it today because I really want to hear Argent. I miss hearing him. I love that guy. He's just amazing. But did you get my heartwarming story about how some people are too stupid to be alive?
I have not read that yet.
Okay,
I don't know
well,
if I've gotten
it. That's a fabulous story. And
I don't get all my emails. I really, really don't. So it's not just I'm saying it. I just don't always get them. But I will look. I will look right after the broadcast. Herman, thank you so much for calling.
Okay.
Oh, one thing I wanted to say before.
Argent, thank you. God bless.
Yeah. Wait, Herman, one second. You still there?
Yes,
okay.
I am.
So you were talking about lighting a fire. So our boys went to Boy Scouts, you know, before it became really perverted. But and they were telling me signs that, you know, the Boy Scouts are to be, parents should be concerned about Boy Scouts. But that aside, our boys told me a story about the scout leader who was saying, okay, boys, this was at Camp Brady Saunders in Virginia. Boy Scout, you know, annual camp. Okay, boys, we're going to make a campfire out. Any suggestions how we can make a fire? And the boys are sitting around what's going to be the campfire, and, you know, one says, well, we could take a stick, and we could take a bow and a string, and we could make that bow and string spin that little stick and create heat, and we can use some tinder, and we can start a fire. Another one said, we can use a flint and piece of iron, and we can make a spark and light some tinder. And the boys are thinking harder and harder, how are we going to make this fire? And then the scout leader said, I'll tell you what, no, let's just use these. And he pulled out a pack of matches out of his pocket. That's a true story. So, matches, I think that's a great way to go. And you can put them in a glass spaghetti jar, and you can store them for at least 40 years that I know of, for sure.
Yeah, and I do that, but I found that the little magnesium flakes, they will light when wet with a ferro rod. And the problem that we face with matches, Vincent, and I like the Strike Anywhere matches, is what do you do when it's wet?
Yeah, and the moisture causes them to disintegrate. I'm talking about good old-fashioned book matches that had someone been a smoker 40 years ago, they could say, like a pack of whatever brand cigarettes, and you get a pack of matches with the pack of cigarettes. 20 matches, 20 cigarettes. And then those matches that they used to have at weddings and restaurants and pretty much everywhere you went, those matches lasted forever. Universal Match Company. I suggest y'all get some and put them in a jar. Well, no, don't. I'm not going to suggest it. That's what I do. I've got them in a jar, and they're expensive now because of the hazards involved in shipping phosphorus. Herman, thank you so much. Okay, that was Herman Argent in West Virginia, USA Prepares Instructor. Welcome.
Good morning, guys. Just a like few questions about cows. So I was wondering that how many years will like a small Holstein cow will take to grow up and start giving milk? And I will just shoot all these questions just one by one. And second question is like, how do you protect the cows from snakes? If you have like snakes on the property, how do you protect the cows from that? Let's say they are further away from you. If predators like coyotes or wolves are attacking the cows, then how do you protect the cows from that? And how do you make sure that cows don't cross your property lines? And one last thing is that, like, let's say 5 acres is enough property for 2 cows to graze on. If this property is on a mountain, will that also be enough for these cows to eat for 5 acres, you know, like on a mountain? So just these questions, you know, I know, like, there are too many, you know, like, just want to get your feedback, you know, like on these questions, you know.
Okay. So if you want to raise cows, and you're in West Virginia, so you have a pretty serious winter, pretty cold. One thing that you're going to have to figure is that you're probably going to have to feed your cows about 5 months out of the year with hay. Cow will eat about 30 pounds of hay a day. So if you bought square bales of hay, you know, that let's say they weigh about 50 or 60 pounds, you'd be feeding 2 cows 1 bale of hay every day for about 5 months on average. Those cold, absolutely freezing days, you might be feeding a bale and a half of square bales to the cows per day. And as it gets warmer and warmer, you could taper off to maybe 3/4 to 1 square bale of hay per day. Square bales have different weights. And depending on who makes them, they may be 50 pounds, maybe 60 pounds, maybe 70 pounds. And right now, the cost of a square bale of hay in our neck of the woods is about $10 to $12. They used to be 50 cents. They used to be a dollar. They used to be $1.50. Now they're $10 to $12 a piece. So that's one thing. A cow will consume, a full-size cow, a full-grown cow, will consume about 30 pounds of hay a day. A cow, full-size, will consume about 30 gallons of water a day. And some people, like in the government, will say, oh, it doesn't matter whether it's pond water or fresh well water. Well, I beg to differ. I like our cows to drink fresh, clean water. I don't want them drinking out of a pond. Now, we do have ponds, but they can swim in the ponds, and they do swim in the ponds, and we let them swim in the ponds. When it's so hot out and their bodies are black and they get real hot, I like them to be able to go into the woods for the shade, and I like them to be able to go swimming if they want, but I like to give them clean, fresh water. So that's what we do in order to keep our cows healthy. That being said, how much land does it take to raise a cow during, grass growing season? Well, I've heard around here in Missouri, we live in the Ozark Mountains. The mountains are nowhere near as steep as the Appalachian Mountains where you are, or Appalachian, as it's sometimes called. Your mountains are more steep, and the soil is thin on the mountains, even here in the Ozark Mountains, because what happens is gravity is 100% present, and gravity, when it rains, will pull the silt, the topsoil, off the tops of the hills and pull it down, 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 down until it reaches the bottom, and there's no place left for it to go. And that's where it accumulates at the bottom. So the bottom soil will grow grass way better than the soil at the top of the mountain or top of the hill. And we'll talk about a little bit more about this when we come back, and snakes and so forth and predators. And
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So in my world, class and Arjun, my world, I like the cows to have as natural an environment as possible. I don't like to keep them penned up in a very small area where they can't get out of the sun or the rain or the wind or the hail or freezing temperatures. I like them to be able to find an area within the farm where they can go to a low area to stay out of the wind when it's freezing cold, to get out of the sun when it's blazing hot. They're just like we are, except they can't put on jackets and coats the way we can. So, and cows are herd animals. They like being around other cows, and when they feel attacked, they will act in an organized fashion many times, and they will protect themselves. And actually, sometimes if they see an animal that they feel threatened by, they will try to run them off. Now, a cow can kill a dog. I mean, a cow can, if you get kicked by the back legs of a cow, it'll kill you. It can kill you. It literally can. And so they will use their back legs to kick an animal that's attacking them. They will use their front legs to step on and stomp and stomp and stomp an animal that they feel is threatening them. Now, what we do is we have dogs here at our farm, and our dogs hear the sounds of other dogs. So if there is a pack of wild dogs, our German shepherds will start barking, and the sound of their bark seems to threaten wild dogs. So we'll hear the howling of coyotes at night, and our dogs will hear it, and they'll be outside, and they'll start barking, and then you don't hear the coyotes anymore. They move on. They move on to where they think it's a little safer. They think that our dogs will kill them, and our dogs probably would try to kill them. As far as snakes, if a cow sees a snake, it'll stomp on it. It'll just jump on it and kill it, and stomp and stomp and stomp until it's dead. As far as milk, a cow's milk will come in somewhere around the third year of life. So you won't get milk immediately. It happens about year number three, plus or minus a little bit. And it continues for about 5 years, or maybe a little bit more, maybe up to 8 years. And so the cow will continue producing milk. But if you stop milking a cow, and it's a milk breed, the cow will get an infection. It'll be likely to get an infection from not being milked and can die from not being milked. So we don't have milk cows. We don't. That's way too much work in terms of what I've signed up for. I think just having the cows we have is plenty of work, but having to milk a herd of cows, you know, morning and night is more than I'm signed up for. And you can't take off, you know, you can't go to Disney, you know, for a week if you've got a herd of milk cows, because a lot of them may be dead by the time you get back. So having cows is going to tie you to the farm. So what we do is we just have beef cows. And, of course, they lactate and they feed their young, which is exactly what we want. And then naturally they dry up until they get pregnant again, and then they feed their young. And it takes gestation for a cow is 9 months, just like a person. So when they get pregnant 9 months later, you know, if everything works really well, it's all natural, and the calf pops out, and the calf sucks on its mom, sucks the milk from the mom, and then the little calf will start to eat the grass all by him or herself, and it's a great natural process. But sometimes the cow is legs first, rear end first, and it gets stuck, and then mama and the calf can die from that. And I was on the air about a week ago, and I told you that's exactly what happened to us. So Mrs. Finelli and our son saw that this was, we watch our cows multiple times a day. We check on them. We know who's pregnant. They have ear tags with numbers on them. So we know which numbered cow is pregnant, which ones we need to look for. And every day we go out and check the cows and talk to them and give them hugs. And when we see one that's pregnant, we look for that one. We know it's about ready to calf. And if there's a problem, we will adjust the calf. Our son put his arm or his hand inside the cow, pushed the little calf in because it was stuck coming out backwards, turned the calf around with his arms inside her, turned the calf around, positioned the calf so that it could come out head first. The calf was born, beautiful calf, and it all worked. So, but you have to know how to do it, and you have to be willing to go shoulder deep inside a cow. And it's, you know, it's messy. And it, you know, not everybody's up for that. So, and how much milk would you get if you had a milk cow? Maybe a gallon and a third a day. 1.3 gallons per day. So, those are my thoughts. Arjun, those are my thoughts.
Yeah. No. This
any questions?
No. It's nothing for now. Like, but this is great feedback. Thank you very much.
Did you end up buying that farm that you sent me a picture of?
No, not that one. You know, like I'm still looking, and I'm.
No, keep. I'll tell you what. Turn as you're looking at the map. Turn your head to the left, and look at Missouri. As a matter of fact, look at Wright County, Missouri, and we, yeah, look to Missouri, and we'd love to have you as our neighbor. So think about that, Arjun. And then you can come on over and go, hey, Ben, so I got another couple questions. And you can do that in person.
Yep, sounds good.
Sounds good to me.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.